This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Fire. Yeah, we know. Yeah, come on, we did this last time with the Amazon Fire tablet. Have we no more music with the word fire in it? Oh, never mind. I'll carry on regardless, okay? Right, let me tell you first of all what the Fire TV Stick actually is, because I think that's probably quite important. It's a device that plugs into the side of your TV using your HDMI port, you know, the little thin one that has the sort of corners. That goes into the side of your TV in some cases, or in the back if your TV's not mounted on the wall. And you can watch all kinds of content on it, from the likes of BBC iPlayer. You can get ITV, Channel 4, My5. You can also watch content from Amazon, of course, through Amazon Prime and Amazon Video. You can watch Netflix on it. You can listen to music from Spotify or Amazon Music. You can play games such as Crossy Road. There's basically nothing you can't do with this that relates to media. It is a great device to have, and it gives you access to all of this. Now, some of it is subscription content, some of it, like Netflix, you'll have to pay for. If you want Amazon Prime content, you'll have to pay for that. But things like the iPlayer and Channel 4 and 5, they're all free to watch. So if you buy the device with only the intention of using it for that, then you don't have to pay any more money. So that's great. Now, we'll go through all of that in a minute, but I think it's first of all important that we talk through what's actually in the box. Obviously, there's a Fire Stick itself, which is like a stick of chewing gum, really, and it has the HDMI port very clearly on the right-hand side. If you're holding it the right way, it'll be on the right-hand side of the device, and you'll feel the Amazon logo engraved onto the stick. There's also the, in this version, this is the new version, of course, we're talking about, this has the Alexa voice remote. Trying to say it quietly, because if I don't say it quietly, her indoors will get annoyed. I don't mean my wife, I mean the Amazon Echo. All these women I have to keep happy in my life.
Oh!
Careful. Right, what else have you got in the box? You've got two AAA batteries, that's for the remote. There's a power adapter as well, that's the plug. You get a USB cable, and that's quite important because you have to, in order to make this thing work, you have to plug it into something. Now, you can actually, if you've got a TV that has got an HDMI port on the side, for example, as mine does, and it's also got a USB port, then you can plug the Amazon Fire Stick directly into that USB port. That means that you don't have to put the plug in. But something to be aware of here, if you don't do that, if you decide, no, I don't want to do that, I'd rather use the power block, for whatever reason, that's fine, because it'll mean that the Amazon Fire Stick stays powered all the time. Whereas if you plug it into the USB port, it will only be active when the TV is on. So when you switch your TV off, Fire Stick goes off, and it means the next time you turn your TV on, you have to start from scratch. If that suits you, that's fine, but it's just something worth knowing. Also in there, you've got the HDMI extender cable. I think this is basically if you can't fit it into the side of your TV and you want to put it on the back of your TV, maybe your TV's mounted on the wall and there's not enough room for it, then this little extender cable just plugs in like a regular HDMI cable would. It kind of bends round and you can put the stick into that. Otherwise, it's just there for fun. There are some differences from this to the previous version. Obviously, you get the voice remote with her built in. You get Dolby Audio as well, although I think that was fairly standard last time. It does have better Wi-Fi connection this time round, 802.1ac. If you're thinking, what does that mean and why do I care? Well, basically what it means is you get faster internet connection. New routers these days that you get supplied with BT Broadband or Virgin Media, they will give you a faster broadband connection through what they call AC Wi-Fi. You don't have to worry about it. It's usually just enabled by default on your device and, you know, through your router. And then all you do is just use your standard password that you would use to connect all your other devices to the internet. It also gives you a 1080p. It's also got a quad-core processor, which is better than the dual-core processor it had before, so it should be a bit snappier. Previous Amazon Fire Stick was criticised for being quite sluggish to do things. The quad-core does make a difference in the reviews I've read so far, but it still only has 1 gig of RAM in it, so it's not great. It does hold on board 8 gig of memory, which means it's got enough room for all the apps you'll probably need. Most reviews I've seen, most of the guys are saying that's more than enough. Okay, let's turn it on and see what happens. Play that awful music again.
Fire. I'll take you to
Okay, so I've set mine up on the TV. It's started up and it's waiting to be set up using the remote control. But before we do that, let's actually walk our way around the remote control so you know where everything is. You've got on the remote control from the very top, the first button you'll come to is the microphone button. And that is how you communicate with Alexa. You don't just talk to it in the way that you would talk to the Echo devices. You have to hold down this button to speak. That's quite important to know. In fact, if you feel just above that, you'll feel a little hole. And that hole is the microphone. Okay, so going down, you'll find a bit of a ring. It is a ring with a button in the middle. And that is how you can select up, down, left, right, and of course, select in the middle. Coming down from that, you've got a row of three buttons. You've got the back button at first, the home button, that's important to know, and the menu button. Below that, you've got three buttons in a row again, and that is rewind. Then you've got play and pause as one button, and your third button is fast forward. And that's it, that's all on the remote control. Fire! So when you switch on the Fire Stick for the very first time, you'll hear this noise. And that noise is asking you to pair the remote control to the Fire Stick. To do that, you press the home button. And that noise tells us it's paired, which means your remote control is now attached to the Fire Stick. Now that noise will just keep happening until you do something. And what it's asking you to do on the screen now is press the play pause button, which is the button directly below the home button, to get started. But before we do that, let's turn on voice view. And to do that, we have to go to where the home button is, and then we need to press the button either side of the home button. So the back button and the menu button. Press them both at the same time and hold them down.
Voice view ready. Press the play/pause button to start. The play/pause button is the middle button in the bottom row of the three small buttons. Press the play/pause button to start. The play/pause.
Okay, so she's going to just keep saying that until basically we do something, which is great because that's exactly what we want it to do. And if you're a first-time user, you probably want to hear that information a few times so you know what the buttons are. It gets you familiar with the remote and, you know, this is guiding you through it.
Small buttons. Press the play/pause button to start.
Okay. I've pressed the play/pause button.
Press the play/pause button to start. The English, United States, 1 of 6. Choose your language.
Okay, I just did what it said. It said press the play pause button. I did that and nothing happened. So I went back to my old iOS thought, maybe I need to double tap. And that's what I did. I double tapped on the play pause button and it got me through. So we're now in a menu to choose the language. So we'll look down the options.
English, United States, 1 of 6. English, India, 3 of 6. English, United Kingdom, 2 of 6.
I'll press the select button in the middle. I'll try it once first.
Scanning for networks. 1 of 10.
Okay, so that clearly worked. Now it's asking me to connect to my home Wi-Fi, so I'll go and do that secretly. I'll just put you on hold.
Checking for updates.
Okay, so that's what?
Registration. Register. I already have an Amazon account. 1 of 2.
Okay, so it says 1 of 2 on the screen, so I'll go right on this to see if there's anything else.
Create an account. I am new to Amazon. 2 of 2.
Okay, so very clearly there, you've got two options available. If you've already got an Amazon account, sign in with that. If you don't, you can set up an account right here on the Fire TV Stick. That's brilliant. Okay, so I'm going to sign into mine. I'm going to just put you on hold again for a second. Okay, I'm back. I've put in my personal details. Right, I'm going to sign in now.
Sign in. Registering your Amazon Fire TV. Hi, Stephen Scott. Your Fire TV Stick is registered to Stephen Scott. Do you want to use this account? Yes. Continue as Stephen Scott button.
Suits me. I'll hit the select button then.
Save Wi-Fi passwords to Amazon.
That's a nice feature, and it's helpful if you're setting up another Amazon device like an Echo, for example. So I'll say yes to that. I'll just find the yes button.
Yes button.
There is. I'll select that.
Your Fire TV Stick is designed with kids and parents in mind. Parental controls allow you to require a PIN before playing videos from Amazon or purchasing videos, apps or in-app items using Amazon One Click. No parental controls, allows purchasing and video playback without PIN button.
Okay, so that's the default option on that one. You can, of course, enable parental controls if you want them. I don't have kids in the house. I don't care, so no thanks.
Checking network speed. Search. 1 of 7. 7 items. Home. 2 of 7. Main menu. Contains top level choices such as search, home, movies, and settings. When an item is selected, the lower portion of the screen updates to contain related content.
So that's it, we're in. Okay, so let's navigate round. I'm going to go right on this menu that I'm on. I seem to be on some kind of list menu.
Your videos, movies, TV shows, apps, settings.
Right, let's watch a movie, shall we?
Your videos, movies.
Okay, so because I'm in that list, I'm now going to go downwards.
Patterson, 1 of 6.
When you're a child, you learn there are three dimensions.
Rent or buy, popular movies, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Recently added movies, the BFG, Prime button.
Okay, so I know that the BFG is available to watch because it said Prime Video, so let's try playing the BFG and see what happens.
The BFG, watch now with Prime.
Tavern playing Falls, the BFG, disabled.
Oh, snickerdoodles.
What I want is bigger than any of you. You're simply in my way.
Okay, so it's on, but it's starting with a video. Some promotion for some new show. This might be it starting now. Yeah, this sounds like it's starting, doesn't it? Okay, I think we can safely say that's a film starting, so I'll just stop that. I'll just hit the back button. Okay, so that's how you can watch a movie, and that seems simple enough. There is one glaring omission, though, from Amazon, which I have to bring up, and that is that there's nothing audio described on Amazon. I know, it just that just puts you off right away, doesn't it? You know, there are other options to watch audio described content on here. You can watch it through Netflix, and you can watch AD content through the BBC iPlayer, but you won't get any through Amazon as yet. We live in hope. In summary, I've got to say I'm impressed. Very impressed, actually. I just wish one single thing, and that is that Amazon Video had audio description. If it had that, this would be probably one of the greatest devices of the year for blind people. Without that, it feels okay because it's available, but it does seem a bit of a shame that Amazon's own catalogue isn't something that is really accessible to those of us who want to watch content with audio description. If you don't need audio description, if you've got enough sight to manage without it, then this could be a dream, because you don't have to actually see the screen too well to get through the menu system, which is very accessible. And ultimately, that is a great start for a product like this. So it's a thumbs up from Tech Talk.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.